Greetings, sisters and seekers. It's Sister Amun from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope you're all doing well and striving on in the Lord or seeking for His truth, looking past all the lies and deception in this dark world, and it's going to get darker out there. So we do the best that we can every day, redeeming all the time for the Lord because it's His, it's not ours. So anyway, I was going to share a couple witnessing stories with you. One of them is like, it's just phenomenally awesome. I can't believe, I can't even remember everything on it. So I had to go to the dentist, and this was a few days ago or whatever. And so I'm sitting in the chair, and this woman, she was like doing all the prep work and everything that you're supposed to do. And she's like the assistant and the hygienist. I don't know what all those names are, but anyway, she was really nice. And she said something about some location in the area, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, we're not from the area, that I don't really know anything about that. I said, we're just kind of passing through for the winter. She said, oh, where are you from? And that's always a door opener for me because of our life, you know, out here on the road. And I said, well, we're not really from anywhere. I said, we just sold everything that we have, and we live in a little camper van, and we've given our lives to go preach the gospel all over America and shine the truth of Christ in this dark world and warn people of all the lies and deceptions out there. And she said, wow, that is so amazing. She said, you know, I've been seeing through all the distractions of having too much in a big house and the cars and everything. She goes, people could live with a lot less. She goes, I really admire that you don't have a whole lot and you seem content and you seem happy. Well, that would be joy, but the world doesn't really know what that means. The joy, the inner calm and cheerfulness that we believers have. And I said, yeah, you know what? Satan has created so many distractions in this world that people can't even stop to think about the Lord. She said, yeah, you know what? It's so noisy. And she said, that's right. People do need to think about the Lord. So there she's kind of sharing that she has some kind of a reverence for God. And so, I don't know, usually I'm really careful in such situations because usually people want the opportunity to get away or not hear things. And this is kind of an odd situation. You know, I'm in the room with her. She's going to be working on my teeth and stuff with the dentist or whatever. And I don't know, something rose up within me and I just could not deny it. It's called walking in the Spirit. And I poured forth just like as if I was out on the streets flying signs and sharing the gospel with all the people, you know, that walking by and they say, hey, what are you about? And warning them about that. And so what I told her was, I said, you know, just besides getting rid of everything and being set free to serve the Lord, I said, we're out here to tell and warn people about man-made religion and how all the denominations and the churches that you see out there, they're not created of God. They're created of man and Satan to deceive people with their lies and deception. And they're not teaching the truth. And I said, we try to get people to see and understand that. I said, I'll give you a gospel card when we're done. It's got the biblical gospel on the one side that most of them are not preaching. And that's what they preach is a false gospel. I'm not going to lead them to eternal life. And I said, and on the back has some warnings for people. And I said, you know, we're in two kingdoms. And here, they're short-staffed there. And she stopped and she was standing there talking. I said, there's two kingdoms on this earth. I said, we're born into Satan's kingdom. I said, you must be born again into God's kingdom, which means you die to yourself, you repent, and then He gives you the Holy Spirit. You're born into His kingdom and you follow after Him in holiness and obedience. And she said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. I love God. And I'm a Christian too. And at that time, she said, you know, something I've been thinking about is the Christmas tree. She said, I threw mine out last year. I said, that's good. I said, you're starting to see through all the lies. And she said, yeah. I said, well, I'm kind of taking a risk here sharing all this with you because some people could get really angry. And I said, you have to do some work with me. She goes, oh, no, no, no. This is all good. And so I said, you know, those holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, all the rest of them, I said, they're also distractions and burdens of Satan. I said, God didn't ordain all those, you know, even the religious ones. I said, those are lies. I said, do you realize many have pagan roots? She goes, well, yeah, I guess I don't really know much about it, but I know it isn't right. There's something not right about that. And I said, good for you. Keep going on that. Go deeper than that. I said, I'm glad you're starting to see that. And so we got to talk about quite a bit. She asked a few questions. I answered them. You know, she said something. She goes, you really got me thinking. She goes, I've been feeling guilty about not going to church. I said, good. I said, because there's so many, there's a big long list of sins in there that I could tell you about. And she goes, yeah, they want money and they want this and that. And I said, yeah, and even deeper than that, they don't teach what God's word teaches. They teach you to do things he tells you not to do, and they teach you not to do the things he tells you to do. And she goes, wow, you know what? I think God sent you to my chair. She said, there's so many things here we've been talking about that have really helped me see more clear. I'm going to be digging into this. And I said, I was going to give you a gospel card when we're done. I said, and I wanted to make sure that I had an opportunity to give it to her. I said, could you hand me my purse? Because it was over in the corner. And she goes, yeah, 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 I want one. So I gave her a gospel card, and she put it in her pocket. And she was getting the rest of the paperwork done. She said, we're really short-staffed here. I really got to get going, even though she was taking some time. And as she's walking out the door, she said, I got to share something with you. And I don't really feel led to share all the details about it. But I will say that she did say, she said there was a specific time in my life where the things worked out so perfectly. She said, I saw Jesus, and it was a confirmation. And I asked her about that. I said, like a picture, because she told me where she saw it and how it was. And she goes, no, I saw him. And I was like, you know, I said, I'm going to take another risk here. I said, but I love your soul. I love you as my neighbor. I really want you to think and go deeper than this and search the scriptures in this. I said, Hebrews 1 tells us that the Lord speaks through his word now. Everything we need, no new revelation, no sights, no seeings, no nothing. It's all going to come from the word through the power of the Holy Spirit, through his indwelling Holy Spirit within us if we're born again from him. And he will teach us, and we can see it and know it all from the word. I said, because I had another chance to explain a little bit more. So, and then I told her, I said, I lost track of my thought here. I said, so I got to be honest with you. I said, test that to the word of God. I said, that does not line up with the word of God, seeing visions of Jesus. I said, he's not coming back until he is coming back. She goes, oh yeah, I know that. She goes, that's a good point. I never thought of it that way. I said, Satan can do signs and wonders. And she goes, but why would he do that? And why would it all line up with all that? I don't want to share the details, but it was pretty poignant to her in her life. And I said, to give him the credit, to get you to think about signs and wonders and to get you away from the word and just seeing the truth through that and the Holy Spirit, she goes, oh, I'm going to have to think about that. So she had to go do some other things. And then at the end, she came back. There was somebody else had to help. She came back and she was wrapping things up. She goes, I wanted to ask you again. So you told me that Satan might do something like that. She goes, I'm having a hard time understanding that, why he would try to deceive me like that. And once again, I shared it with her. I said, because he's trying to distract people with every way imaginable. And for you to rest and put hope on seeing a vision as a confirmation from someone else or something, her situation, I said, that's going to put your hope and your trust and your rest in signs and wonders, and not just the full truth and submitting your will to God and allowing him to work in your life so that way you see what he does and not what Satan does. And she's like, wow, that really makes a lot of sense to me. And so I just wanted to share that with you. I wish I could remember it all, but there was so much of it, and it just poured right out. And I was like, the whole time I was thinking, I was like, wow, she could get really angry at me. There could be consequences because of this. You know, when you're under the power of somebody else, when they have to do things, you know, like dentists or doctors and things like that. But I didn't really care, because I don't fear man. I don't fear what man can do to me. I fear what God can do to me. And I'm not going to deny the power of the Holy Spirit moving within me. You know, when you walk in the Spirit, you got to do what the Spirit will prompt you to do, and the words will come forth. And so it made me think of this. I wanted to share Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And then this one right here, Matthew 10:33. Let's all heed this very, very deeply. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. And so I want to share that. We have to be careful, you know. No, not every situation can we do that in. And yes, we do have to use wisdom. And yes, there are saints who work in workplaces where they really can't be witnessing because they're paid to do a job. But if they're open in the Spirit to witness outside of that, we've seen that in our lives and other people's lives, that God will open up doors with those people. If it's a burden on your heart, you just have to have that willing heart, the obedient heart, and walking in the Spirit. And how do you do that? You need to go to the Lord and have Him help you. Walk in the Spirit. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will show you. It's a laying down of your life. It's a laying down of fear. And it's a putting a full trust in Him. And as we go, we learn these witnessing experiences. You know, we ponder what we could have done better, what we didn't do. Maybe there's times we didn't do what we should have done and we're grieving over it. But go to the Lord and ask Him to please open up a door to that if you are supposed to be witnessing to the person that maybe you didn't. And so in this case, this woman thanked me so many times. And in fact, I was back the next day for finishing up and stuff. She thanked me again and she said, you know, I really believe God put you in my path because it helped me so much. And you know, I was so thankful to be able to be a vessel and a tool used by the Lord. Empty yourself out, sisters, and allow Him to fill you up with Him, and He will open up doors for that, like that for you. And I also wanted to share, I don't know if it was that day or if it was after that. I think it was that day. Yeah, it was later on in the day, I'm pretty sure, because I still had some numbness on my mouth and I was waiting for it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let that hinder me from witnessing. And here I was in the yogurt section, and I was looking at my coupon app, my cashback app, and seeing what was available on there, and there was an elderly woman there. She was looking and looking and she was looking and looking, and I watched her and I was like, ooh, I think I'm going to witness to her. And she said, she looked at me, she had a mask on, and she said, I can't find the sugar free. And I said, oh, I'd be happy to look for you. So we looked and looked and looked and didn't see it. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't see it. I said, but I know the store over there has some sugar free because I just had a coupon over there. It was like just down the road a little ways. I said, we just happened to be there. That's where my appointment was, in that complex. And I walked over to the store to get some. And I said, I don't know if you're going to go there, but they're having a sale on it. And then they have coupons and stuff. She goes, oh, well, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. She goes, but I won't be able to get there today. So she grabs some. I said, I'm sorry I couldn't help you. And she turned around and walked away as I was getting a gospel card out. And I was like, oh, something in me was like, oh, I got a witness to her. And she was talking to a worker right then, and they walked off. And I was like, oh. And I was sitting there thinking, how could have I done that different? But it just didn't work out. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to give up. So it's funny. I looked up, and I saw the sugar-free yogurt she was looking for. I don't know how we missed it. And I took a picture of it. And I went through, and I thought, which way? Lord, please lead me to where she might be. And I went this way, and I thought, no, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to go up and down the aisles, and I'm going to look down each aisle and see if I could find her. And I did. At the very end, when I was about ready to give up, I was like, oh, there she is. That worker had taken her into the frozen food section. And they were at the way far end, and I thought, well, he might be there for a little bit. So I walked around the other aisle, came up there behind her, and he was just leaving. And I said, excuse me. I said, you were looking for the sugar-free yogurt. I showed her a picture on my phone. I said, it is there. She's like, oh, well, thank you so much for telling me that. I'll have to go look at that. I dug out a gospel card. I gave it to her. I was able to talk to her for a little bit. She said she left man-made religion. And you know what, sisters? My mouth wasn't as frozen right then, and it worked just fine. So praise God for that. I was like, you know, when you're led by the Spirit and it drives you, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a burning drive, a desire, an unquenchable thing that you have to go. I mean, it pushes you and drives you on. And that's if you have that willing heart, that emptying of yourself and filling up of the Lord and Him, His will, His ways, knowing that this life is not yours, it's His. The time is not ours. We need to redeem it. We have this precious truth within us. We need to share it with everybody. And it's not just for the people to have it shared to, it's to stand for the glory of God. Because, you know, as we look in the Old Testament, we see the prophets back then, oftentimes the word of God was to slice them open, and it was to their condemnation, and oftentimes afterwards, many of them died. And we see that today as we proclaim the truth here today. We're not out slaying people, but the word may slay them, and we know it's a Hebrews 4 sword, a double-edged sword that slices all the way to the bone and the marrow. And we don't know exactly what God's will is with it when we do it. It could be to their salvation or to their condemnation. We don't know, but we leave that all to Him. We just be obedient, walk on, strive on, and encourage one another on the best we can. All right, I'm going to let you go, sisters. I hope that was edifying to you. And praise God. Let's see what goes on in our day and in yours. All right, I love you all. May God be praised.